MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Final hour tonight of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So coming up this hour of the show, what do we got? I'll tell you. We're going to hear from Monty Williams because, yeah. Oh boy, was he unhappy after the Pistons got pasted tonight by the Knicks.
Boy, he's going to get a huge buyout.
Yeah. Every time I say, oh, it's still the coach. Nope, he's still there. He is not happy with the Knicks after tonight's game, and he let everybody know. So we'll hear that. Also, we'll get into the one guy. I'm telling you, you can't take him in the top four of the NFL draft. It's going to destroy your team. But Shohei Ohtani spoke today for the first time addressing the allegations that, and the story that his interpreter, Ipe Mazuhara, took $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani's accounts to pay off gambling debts, illegal gambling debts. This story broke last week. Mazuhara was fired right away. The Dodgers were, of course, in South Korea when this happened. We were waiting for them to come back, and I say, hey, Ohtani's going to address this at some point. Well, today he did. At a press conference, talked about it. Didn't take questions, but gave this statement as part of it about what his role was, which he says was none, in what went on. Now, this is an ongoing investigation, right? Major League Baseball has their investigation of this going on, and also there's the legal investigation of this going on as well, because here's, okay, $4.5 million bet illegally in the state of California, and now the questions are, what was it? Was it money bet on baseball? What did Ohtani know? All of these things. So I'm going to tell you what I believe, what I don't believe, and what's next in this story.
Because it doesn't matter what I believe. It only matters what I can prove.
And don't tell me what I know and don't know. I know the law. So what I believe, what I don't believe, and what's next. Because what's next is always what's most important. And we're already seeing, by the way this is being addressed, Ohtani is being insulated. Right? We're insulating Ohtani of, I had no knowledge of this. I didn't know anything. Already Ohtani's being insulated. Now, the big question about this story is, of course, the changing of the story. Right before this story broke, Mazuhara, and he had officials with him, did an interview with ESPN that explained, because the story was about to break, did an interview saying, yeah, I have these $4.5 million gambling debts, and Shohei is covering them for me. Half hour later, the story changed to, no, Otani had no idea about this, did not take, this money was taken from him, and now there's an investigation. So this is where this story has been going for the last few days. And now Otani addressed it, saying, you're going to hear from Otani, then we'll tell you what to believe, what not to believe, and what's next.
まずはじめに、僕自身は、何かにかけたりとか、誰かに代わって、そのスポーツイベントにかけたりとか、それをまた頼んだり、っていうことはないですし、まあ、僕の口座からブックメーカーに対して、誰かに送金を依頼したことももちろん全く、ありません。
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. And I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports.
So there's Otani, and he spoke more. He said, hey, it's a business relationship. What I had with Ipe the last few years, yeah, okay, the guy's been by your side all the time the last 7 years. There's no, as John Paul Morosi told us, there's no Shohei without Ipe. There's no Ipe without Shohei. So after seeing him talk today, what I believe is we're not going to find out that he bet on baseball, and I feel pretty good that there's no evidence that's going to show that he bet anything that he bet on this. Because you don't come out so full-throated saying, I dare you to investigate me unless you know things are going to come up clean. Because that's not who Otani is. If Otani had stayed away from the limelight and said, well, it's an ongoing investigation, we're staying back, that's a little bit more suspicious. That's okay. We got to cross our T's and dot our I's because we don't know what's going to come up here. The fact that you come out and say, this didn't happen, okay. The big part about this is going to be finding out the evidence of what was bet on, what sport, and who did it. You don't do that knowing full well there's so many parts of this story you can't control. There's the legal investigation. There's baseball. There's people who may talk. There's someone, oh, I have this on tape. If that's out there, you don't come out here and say, hey, go ahead. You don't do the Jessup. You want to investigate me, roll the dice, and take your chances. That's not how you do it. So I feel pretty good that you're not going to find anything about that out.
To play devil's advocate, you could have done that Thursday. You didn't need a full weekend and into a Monday afternoon, evening on the East Coast to do that.
Well, this gets into what to not believe. You're getting into my point of what not to believe.
But just from the, you know, even at its face value and saying that, that's an awful lot of time to make sure we've kind of gone through with a fine-tooth comb now, haven't we? And again, it's all speculation at this point, but we're reasonable people.
Yeah.
And
I like to think
we've done this long enough to where it's awful difficult to take anybody at face value, even if they're telling you, hey, we just won this game. Sometimes I got to look at the box score again.
So this gets into what not to believe. And no matter what, I'm not going to believe that he had no knowledge of this and money wasn't moved to cover these debts. I'm not going to believe that because this story changed. And Team Otani has already lied once, right? Because either it's true that he was covering or he didn't. And something was, so we were already been lied to once. This story came up too fast, too much going on for suddenly there to be this huge decision. Matsuhara is fired. He was stealing money. We found out all of this because right before the game, opening day, hey, Shohei and Ipe are in the dugout joking around with each other like, hey, everything is great. You're telling me after the game, oh, by the way, we've come up with this entire investigation. We're laying it all out, and here are decisions that are made? No, of course not. Things don't happen that fast. This is not a cop show where, hey, we got to solve everything in the last 11 minutes, right? We're in the final hour. It's 9:46, and by 9:57 and 30 seconds, we have to be out, right? We have 11 minutes left. No, it doesn't happen that way. Things would have gone over a little bit longer period of time. So I'm not going to believe for a second that there was no knowledge of it and what was bet and what was covered. So the fact that this came out first and you have Matsuhara talking to ESPN with officials with him about the story and then the story changed, yeah, no, not going to believe it. I'll believe more that Matsuhara is the fall guy for this because really, what's the penalty going to be, right? Is he going to go to prison for it? No, he's not. He better leave. Okay, what's the penalty going to be for that? Is he going to plead to something? Is he going to have to make restitution? All of those things. So is he going to be the fall guy for it? Yeah, I'm sure he will wind up being the fall guy for it.
Yeah, Ipe, I mean, they potentially get some time served. I mean, it's all still illegal. Mm-hmm. It's a high amount of money. Proven that it is theft. I mean, I don't know what the penalties go, because let's face it, we've been a bit jaded with the way stuff gets adjudicated, financial versus other criminal acts, right? And that continuum. But when it comes down to it, yeah, the timeline doesn't work. From you've got about a 48-hour build from evidently Major League Baseball getting a heads up of what's going on with an investigation. The player's not ever notified about this?
Yeah, there's no way he didn't have any. Yeah, there's
like
no way
Rob
he didn't
Manfred's
have
like, no, they got stuff going on over there. Yeah. I can't bother him now.
I can't.
Can't bother him now. There's too much to do.
No, we talked about he's the best player we've ever seen play this game.
So, two wires of $500,000. Connecting the dots to a bookmaker, all of these things that until Ipe does the mea culpa in the clubhouse, he's none the wiser.
Yes,
and there's no discussion, no history. Like,
I get that there's celebrities out there that have so much money that it takes a while for them to realize what is being taken and what's not.
We've seen,
but this was something legal that was going to break, and he said, "I had no idea, really."
But yeah, we've seen plenty of people that have had accountants, bad contracts, all of these things. We've seen a million of them.
Yeah.
Hell, we talk a lot about Taylor Swift and contracts and deals that went down with her catalog and everything else. But certainly throughout sports history, I mean, there's been how many documentaries about guys going broke people rolling through their money, friends, hangers-on, managers, promoters, boxing world, all of those things. I mean, we've seen it forever. So it's not necessarily out of the realm of possibility, but it becomes the type for me. These aren't, you know, when you're dealing with that many companies and that many lines and streams of income, there's a lot of people that are minding the store, right, to show their worth, to come up with the next deal, to say, hey, here's what we're getting from these guys. So for those amounts of money to go missing, I mean, again, unless we find out dude had full signature on some discretionary account to where he literally could wire 500 grand at a time with nobody knowing. Like, to me, that I'm a bit incredulous there.
Yeah.
When we're talking about those kind of money. I'm not saying that in totality he might not have been able to just drop five large here, there, everywhere.
Yeah.
But 500,000, there's no checks and balances in all of their accounting systems to say, hey, what did we do with that? You know, where did that go to? Do we get some new cars or buy into a plane timeshare? Like, what are we doing here? So, like, that part of it fails for me on a big level.
So now you get to what's next. If we told you what to believe, what not to believe, what's next, I can already see how this is going to end. You're going to see an investigation, and I mean, he's going to get the needle. Like, hey, write it down. Like, Sipowicz will bully him a little bit, and they say, write it down. I'll write down the confession.
Now we start saying, you know, what the laws are. Are we just going only California?
No.
Did he break any laws in his home nation?
No.
Because, I mean, before we get to what's next, if I can just give a quick addendum. Otani's either the greatest friend ever, and no matter what this guy did, he was going to bail him out, right? So for the last 7 years, as Vasse and others have used, it's like, well, they were like brothers, right? They're together all the time, unless he was asleep, which he sleeps a lot. But the other is, this is one of the greatest long cons outside of a movie or TV show that I can think of.
Catch Ipe if you can.
No, exactly. He's Abagnale. What's he doing? Oh, now he's a pilot. Oh, now he's a lawyer. Now he's hanging out with Martin Sheen.
Frank, I got 20 members of the Los Angeles Dodgers out here, Frank. There's no escape, Frank. Come on out here. I got everybody out here, Frank. Freddie Freeman's out here. Mookie Betts is out here. Are you lying to me? Come on out, Frank. I got 20 Dodgers out here. Garvey's even out here, and he's running for Senate. And he's out here to make sure we get you, Frank.
Well, his daughter was on the scene reporting live from Dodger Stadium. The other is, you could have just said, I should have concurred.
Do you
concur? Should have concurred.
I concur.
But the point being there is that for 7 years, he falsified data about where he went to school. Nobody checked. He falsified where he worked. You're telling me you're not picking up the phone to see if he worked for the Red Sox or any of this stuff? And then multiple years, he's hanging around the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim clubhouse. Full 6 years. He's able to keep up this persona and grift for a full 6 years, and nobody's the wiser of it. I mean, he's one hell of an actor then.
Exit out by the Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So, there's what to believe. There's what not to believe.
And then there's what's next. What's next? The answer might surprise you. That's coming up next, as well as the one guy you got to avoid in the NFL draft. And he's everybody's darling right now.
Is it Zach Wilson?
It's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, you are listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental wealth podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenges live. See the standings, get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Morgan H. is in first place. Impressive 55 points out of 64. Four listeners right behind Morgan with 54 points. And, of course, two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. I'm feeling pretty good in our Bracket Challenge here. I'm in second. I'm a point behind Jonas Knox.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Jonas has Houston winning it all. I have Arizona, so if we keep going and Arizona wins it all, I feel pretty good. It's going to come down to that. And now I really have to believe in Arizona. I really have to like them.
I really was, I got to be honest, and not really having any knowledge of who had picked what at the time. It's like, I just like seeing number ones fall, especially when they squander such a big lead.
Yeah, I wanted to see Houston. Yeah, that would have helped.
That would help.
See, you were going straight bracketology. I was just going, I like to watch the world burn.
Yeah, no, no, no.
And it's a better story for us.
So again, look, we'll have more in the tournament coming up throughout the show tonight, tomorrow as well, as we get into the Sweet 16. But now, because I I'd be in first place right now if I didn't pick Wagner to beat North Carolina. Well, I'd be in first place by a couple of games.
If they'd picked that other snot-nosed kid to be the best actor, you'd have no allegiance other than, I was there. But because you won that prestigious award, you feel a certain tie to Wagner College that you had to make known and public through your selection of them in the NCAA bracket.
And Donald Copeland said he's going to put me in the Wagner College Hall of Fame for all the summer camps I was there and everything else and standing up for Staten Island. So, okay. But now they got to put me in because if I lose the bracket challenge, you better put me in. I better be in that Wagner College right next to Robert Loggia.
Loggia.
You like that I sent you that picture from Necessary Roughness yesterday?
You know what? That was a nice little pick-me-up. Yeah. I was feeling a little down. I was like having... You know, one of those, I think, blood sugar dip kind of thing. And then there was a picture of Robert Loggia.
Because Necessary Roughness was on. I was like, oh, Zoe, Necessary Roughness. What's this? Like, you know who that is? She goes, no, who's that? I said, it's Robert Loggia. And she started laughing.
And see, she knows that reference. Ingrained that in her.
Oh, for Robert Loggia. Wagner College's own Robert Loggia. I forgot how many good one-liners he has.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like when they were getting killed in the game, and he says after the game, and Hector Elizondo's the head coach, and he goes, Wally, do you have anything you want to say? If this wasn't AstroTurf, I'd dig my own grave right here.
Robert Loggia.
That's how I feel after watching Jets games sometimes.
But like my late uncle, that was his favorite actor.
Robert Loggia?
He loved Robert Loggia.
Robert Loggia.
He showed up in a movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Robert Loggia.
It was required viewing. If you were flipping channels and there he was, it didn't matter how good the movie was. You were getting an A-list performance.
What about Robert Loggia?
What? We're just talking about Robert Loggia. What do you mean, what about Robert Loggia?
I meant Roger.
Oh, Roger Loggia? You mean Roger Lodge?
Yeah.
Roger. Did you mean to say Roger Lodge? You said Robert Loggia?
Did you?
Did. He's celebrating the hell out of that Angels win tonight.
I didn't know what to say when you said, what about Robert? I'm like, dude, we're talking about him. You're producing the show. We're talking about him. What about Roger Lodge?
But I had a moment where it's like, is it just the pronunciation of Robert Loggia?
Robert Loggia.
Roger produced this segment.
Roger Lodge. No, he and I follow each other on Twitter.
My stamp's not on this.
I didn't realize he was 64 years old. How about that?
Roger Lodges?
Yeah.
Or no, I'd say Robert Loggia. He's
not aging anymore.
No. Robert Loggia. So a little bit more on Shohei Ohtani here before we get into that big NFL story. We told you...
Thinking about it.
What to believe about Ohtani after he spoke today and said he didn't have any knowledge of gambling.
He's innocent.
You know, and Ipe. Oh, yeah, and Ipe is just a business relationship, right? We're not really
Ipe
friends.
Ipe is a criminal.
Yeah.
And, he's a liar and a fraud.
We told you
that's what Shohei said.
We told you what not to believe. And now we'll tell you what's next. Because, look, weeks, not days, this story with investigations going on. But as far as it goes, the big thing is going to be what happens to Shohei Ohtani. And already you can see, and we told you from the beginning, you're going to see him insulated against all of these charges. Anything that could be traced back to him is now whether Ipe is the fall guy, which we mentioned a few minutes ago, because it seems like he's going to have to be the fall guy for some of this. But you're going to wind up seeing, hey, there's no evidence connecting Shohei to gambling, no evidence connecting Shohei to baseball, no evidence that shows connecting him with the wire transfers. This is kind of how it's being played right now. And knowing the way the world works and seeing the way he spoke, I don't expect to see anything for Shohei that comes out, to the point where baseball's got to suspend him, he's got to go on the restricted list, or they have to figure out some kind of punishment for Shohei. I don't see it progressing that way because I see the way it's going to be. Shohei had no idea. Already he's like, I didn't know. I didn't know. What am I? I didn't know. I didn't know this money. I didn't know this. I don't know. I can't. He's already with I'm just a guy that plays baseball instead of everything being so carefully concocted for his career like it is. He's already said, I'm just some guy that plays baseball. So you can see, though, I can see the way the world is going on this, and it's going to be Shohei Ohtani insulated when it comes to anything that comes to charges, legal, baseball suspension.
I'm just an unfrozen caveman.
What do you want from me?
I don't understand your crazy world. the late, great Phil Hartman. Frozen caveman lawyer.
I still can't believe Frostberg meant to say Roger Lodge, and he said Robert Loggia.
We looked at each other like, I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm not to say that he doesn't sneak some one-liners sometimes that I'm not quite 100% sure.
Yeah, no.
What the angle is. This one was clearly you and I looking at each other. Yeah. I don't know.
No, Frostberg, I want you to book Roger Lodge for the show, but I want you to send him an email saying, Dear Robert, a big fan of your career, necessary roughness, everything else. Please, you want to come on the show tonight.
He's been called worse, trust me.
Is it
Shipmates that he does? Oh. Roger Lodge? Was it Shipmates?
What'd you say?
Shipmates.
Okay, just making sure.
Shipmates. Wow. Shipmate. Was that the show he did?
I don't know.
Below Deck?
No, he had the dating show.
Right, but wasn't that Shipmates?
No, huge dating show.
Okay.
Oh no, I used to watch that. Blind Date.
Blind Date. That was a Bruce Willis movie and Kim Basinger, 1987.
It was.
John Larroquette.
It was also a very long running show.
That was Roger Lodge.
Hosted by Roger Lodge.
He didn't do Shipmates. Below Deck? Below Deck Shipmates. Shipmates Below Deck.
No, he did Blind Date.
Okay. All right. Making sure. Okay.
And Harmon used to watch it.
I did.
Send the email. Dear Robert, big fan of your career. Going all the way back to the late 80s, early
90s. How did you channel the rage as Feech LaManna? What inspiration were you drawing on in those moments? Anyway.
How do your eyes still work after watching Angels baseball?
Wow.
Are you looking forward to more losing now that Shohei is a Dodger?
Hey, were there any games last year you thought, hey, maybe a little bit, maybe something is not on the level? Any games you watch?
But that's the other part of this.
Roger Lodge, by the way, is the pre- and post-game host and morning show host for the Angels, by the way.
But I still need some explanation of what the hell was going on in the whole Angels organization.
Telling you, man, Angels are like, we didn't know.
Who vetted old Ipe when he walked in the building?
We didn't know.
Is that a guy that Shohei brought along with him? This is my handpicked guy?
Look at his resume. It's actually not. It doesn't matter. Look at him.
Right,
it's fine.
But he was claiming his education, which is false. Claiming he worked for the Red Sox, false.
Maybe George O'Leary did his resume.
Running the show here?
That's a good 20-year-old resume. Maybe George O'Leary did his resume. Time. Yeah, you like that, huh?
George O'Leary was a coach in college football.
Who was
a base job with Notre Dame, but then after fudging his resume, was forced to resign.
Wasn't it Tim Johnson, right? Manager of the Blue Jays, also fudged his. It was about being in the war, right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
And then the guy from the league. Right? The guy from the league lied about where he was in, like, 9/11 and stuff and everything.
A bunch of people have done that.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And just real quick, Monty Williams. Head coach of the Pistons, not happy with the fact that Dante DiVincenzo made 11 threes tonight.
Yeah.
Was asked after the game, man, what do you feel about how do you feel about the Knicks? And he said, I don't care about their team. If that's how they want to get their threes, fine. And Josh Hart responded with, if he didn't want us to get those threes, he should have had his guys guarding us better.
Yes. The reporter ended up reading the quote directly back to him. He looked at him puzzled and goes, well, he's a head coach. His basketball IQ, you get the ball to the open man. He's got to know that, right?
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe that. Look, this season is just every night Monty Williams was just want to just kill somebody. Every night. I can't do it.
You took the job.
Yeah.
You knew what you were getting into.
Yeah.
You saw a giant dollar amount with a bunch of commas,
mm-hmm.
all guaranteed.
Sure.
And you said, sign me up for this.
Yeah.
That's what you did.
Yeah, no, I did.
I don't feel
didn't know it was going to be this bad.
No,
but I'm saying it's bad. It's too damn bad. It is bad.
You were supposed to be the wizard to figure it out.
I'm just saying how he must feel every single day. That's all I said.
Feels like a failure. I went in with great expectation that I'd turn this around. Guess what? It stinks.
I don't care about their team at all.
There you go.
I don't care about their team at all. I want to make those threes. Now, speaking of failure, let me tell you this. We talked earlier tonight to Jason Lockenfor. Every day, I wake up every day, the first thing I see top of my trending list is J.J. McCarthy.
He's your guy.
Because all anybody's doing is pointing, look at this throw J.J. McCarthy just made. Look
he's
at this
incredible.
Throw he can make.
But he's part of your family.
Greatest quarterback to ever live.
Look, J.J. McCarthy is ramping up draft boards and, you know, he now is going to wind up going in the top four. Because quarterbacks most likely will go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let me just say this one more time about McCarthy, because as I've said, I've watched every game the guy's played for the last 3 years. If he was a great quarterback, he would have played great, but he was not great. He was sometimes good. He was sometimes clutch. He was not a great quarterback. He just wasn't. He was a product of the best teams Michigan has had in the past 20 years. Great defense, great running game, great receivers, and he won. Okay, that's great. But now, and I'm not saying I wouldn't draft the kid, but now suddenly, because, hey, we met him at the combine, and wow, look at how he worked out with a great pro day. Look at him running to the left and making that throw all the way back to the right. Well, you know who made that throw? Zach Wilson. Okay, just so you know, when guys throw against air in their pro day, they're going to wind up looking good. Of course they are. But now, because of this, it's like, oh, we got to take J.J. McCarthy. So, you know how I feel. As I said, J.J., if he was a great quarterback, he would have played great. So he's this year's quarterback draft riser, someone who has gone from end of the first round, middle first, now he's going to go on the top of the first round. So I've gone back to 2010, and I've picked out all the quarterback draft risers, because there's always one who rises up in the draft all the way up into the top five. You tell me what they all have in common. Okay, these are guys who, coming off their senior seasons or junior seasons, hey, they had one opinion, but because of what they did with their pro day or interviews, hey, suddenly they were rocketed up and they were picked in the top 15 of the first round.
Let's play this game.
All right, tell me what they all have in common. Kenny Pickett.
You hate him.
Zach Wilson.
Hate him more.
Trey Lance.
Undecided. Can't
Unproven.
Say
Daniel Jones.
Playoff quarterback got hurt.
Stop, he stinks. Mitchell Trubisky.
Legend.
Stop, he stinks. Blake Bortles.
Elite.
Jake Locker.
He was in the good place. Jake Locker, at Tennessee.
Dude, do you know if Blake Bortles is going to be playing quarterback? Tim Tebow.
Legend.
Mac Jones. None of these guys are franchise quarterbacks.
Now, to be fair, Matt Patricia was the offensive
coordinator. Doesn't matter. These are all your draft risers. All the people who went from wherever it was they're going to be into, hey, we're top half of the first round. Mm-hmm. All of these. And what do they all have in common? All of them, none of them are seeing their second contracts with their team. None of them are franchise quarterbacks. None of them. Daniel Jones signed early, and now the Giants want to get out of that so bad. They're going to draft a quarterback. They're going to move up and draft probably J.J. McCarthy. All of these guys, because the team spent more time prioritizing when they met with him and when they watched his pro day. And it's like you forget about the tape you saw for the last 3 or 4 years, when that's really what the proof is. These are all guys who are the risers because, oh, we like these guys. Oh, after I met him and got to see him throw in shorts at his pro day, he was great. None of these guys worked out.
McCarthy's
None of
different.
Them did. None of them. No, he's not. He's
very different. He's way better than any person you just named.
No, he's not. Oh, going into the draft, all these guys are supposed to be better. They're all supposed to be great. Right? Mac Jones supposed to be great. Zach Wilson was supposed to be great. Kenny Pickett, look at him. Trey Lance, third overall. Daniel Jones, the Giants moved all the way up to get him. All these guys that teams fell in love with because in the postseason process, hey, they just fell in love with these guys. You know what? You got to stick with what's on tape. And I watch a guy on tape, and J.J. McCarthy was good. But I would just go back to the last two games where Michigan had to win the semifinal in the Rose Bowl and had to win the national championship game by minimizing what he did on the field because he wasn't good enough. They had to run the football, then take the ball out of his hands to win the national championship. That's a big deal.
Now, the fact that you're running over people left and right, I don't need him to do a lot. I didn't. I was running behind the best offensive line in America. I had two runners that I could get off. And look, Jim Harbaugh is doing the great sell job. Don't get me wrong.
Of course he is.
He's telling you the truth.
Magnificent.
Top four pick.
He loves it. He loves him.
He's a top four pick.
You just want the Raiders.
I've seen him play too. He's a top four pick.
You just want the Raiders or the Broncos to get him because you think he stinks just like I do. You just want somebody else in the AFC West to get him.
Not true.
That is absolutely true.
See, I think he's the unfortunate victim of circumstance in that he never had to be consistently the guy because you did have such a strong running game. You did have that defense. You did have that offensive line. So it wasn't go up and wing the ball all over the place. Efficiency on third down, leadership, all the stuff that you like, the intangibles, the QB. I'm not saying this guy.
That's not a top four guy. That's a guy you take.
In 2024, that's a top four guy.
When there's so many guys out there that have done a lot more, hey, yeah, that's a guy I'll take in the third or fourth round.
Winner.
That is it. He was surrounded by the best talent they've had at that school in 20 years. And again, he wasn't great. Frostburg just wants the Broncos to trade up to
you
get him.
You don't understand.
That's all you want.
You're so lost.
That's all you want, man.
The Broncos don't have a top four pick. What are you talking about?
You want them to trade up to get him, is what
Absolutely
I said.
Absolutely not.
You want them to trade up. That's exactly what you want.
He wants him to be a Viking.
Exit out by DeFresca. Exit Swollen Dome. Now, I don't know what we're going to do next, but both Justin and Mike have said, we got to do this story coming up next. I'm like, okay, that's what we're doing. This is Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. First of all, really nice to see the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce vacation.
How about
all
that?
All those photos that came out today?
Oh, such love. My girls are so excited, happy for them.
And what did I say? I said, I need more than just, here's Taylor at his football games and here's Travis at her concerts. Travis is going here. I need more.
Bahamas, baby.
But now they're on vacation together.
Well, yeah,
she's
got
beach pictures and everything.
The tour resumes.
I'm like, okay, now I can get behind this relationship more. Okay.
Why were you so anti-love?
No. I just said, all right, at some point, I'm a little bored now with she comes to see his games and he comes to see her in concert. Like, I need more than
but
that.
But they both had to work.
That. I know, but now I needed more. Now we got more.
What did you want? Night vision cameras as they entered the boudoir?
Did you just say boudoir, really?
Yes,
you
I
really
did.
Did say that? What are you, a 1980s sitcom? Are you on the Golden Girls? Blanche, there was a man who entered your boudoir last night.
I mean, I was celebrating the 100th, what would have been the 100th birthday of Norman Fell yesterday.
You see the video, Smith? It ended up being fake, but everybody was saying it was them in the Bahamas on the swing in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
That they fell off.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
So, no, I'm glad. I feel like okay.
You feel pretty good?
Yeah, and I'm glad that
Did you zoom in on all those photos, too?
No. Oh. I just listened. Oh, that's pretty cool. I saw the spread in the New York Post, and I'm like, oh, good. This is good ammunition for people who think, no, this is a fake relationship. It's not.
No, it's great. Real. He should stay there.
That's not real. This isn't real.
This isn't real. Not
yeah,
real.
Justin wants him to retire and become a roadie.
I didn't say that. I think he should just stay in the Bahamas.
It is. I mean, it is the slogan, right? It's better in the Bahamas.
Yeah, sure. Well,
isn't that where Jaws 4 happened? Where shark comes, and then Michael Caine was there to help.
But look, what was Mickey's big advice in Rocky? Women weaken legs. Right. So now Travis Kelce's going to come back next year. Fat cat syndrome. He'll catch 50 passes and he'll retire. So he'll be fine for all.
Amen. Seemed like he did just fine this year.
He was energetic and energized with his relationship with Taylor Swift. Next year it's going to be okay. I'm done.
So now they're deeper into the relationship.
I made a lot of commercials.
He's gotta give it up.
I'm a star. I'm doing podcasts now. Yeah, I don't play football anymore.
You made him
anymore.
Sound like he was a guy that's been
just
married
watch.
For a while.
If you have Travis Kelce in a dynasty league, flip him this offseason. Flip him this offseason, trust me. Now, today was a day, very big day in the NFL, where the annual...
Almost caught.
You almost captured. The annual NFL coaches picture was taken.
Oh, yeah.
At the
lots
coaches
of talking,
meetings today.
A lot of jabbering, all of that, yeah.
And we have some people that are saying who you and I both are in this picture.
Yeah.
A lot of people think I'm Brian Daboll, who is all the way on the right-hand side.
Oversized polo and the Wrangler jeans.
First of all, I don't wear Wrangler jeans, nor would I wear a t-shirt. I mean, I have a polo, but I don't know the last time I wore a polo.
Yeah, Wrangler's designer for you.
Yeah, unless they're a sponsor. I never wear Wrangler. No one wears Wranglers. Nobody. Even when
Chuck Norris does.
Even when Favre run around.
Even when he was no, and Jerry Rice and Jerome Bett. No, I never wore Wranglers. Wranglers like, really? Wranglers? Wranglers like when you go into JCPenney's or Macy's and you go, oh, what's that? Oh, why are these on sale? Oh, it's all Wrangler jeans. Okay, never mind. I'm going to Levi's. I'm going here. Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, the check clears. Wrangler. Okay. Let's go.
And for you, they say you are Andy Reid.
Yeah, big sexy.
In the big shorts and the big patterned shirt.
Khaki shorts, Hawaiian shirt. And New Balance walking shoes.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I personify greatness, so I can't really argue with that.
And the thing is, I bet you have a shirt like that.
I'll wear it tomorrow.
I guarantee you have a shirt like that.
Yeah, no, I do.
That you probably wore to a wedding.
No.
Really? Really? You show me the jacket you wore to the Taylor Swift concert. You wouldn't wear a shirt like that to a wedding?
Well, I would. But I haven't.
That jacket was like what Bobby the Brain Heated would wear on
Saturday.
How
great was that jacket? I'm trying to figure out what's the encore when I see her in Dublin.
Dude, that jacket's not going to make it past customs. They're going to say, dude, we're going to protect you and not allow you to wear this jacket.
That is the greatest damn thing ever.
No. Are you a wrestling manager? No, then you can't take this jacket with you.
Then you want to take my megaphone,
too. Sorry, you're not. You're not.
What's
in your carry-on? A walking stick, a megaphone, and this jacket.
And some really oversized, gold-plated, studded sunglasses.
Just go through security. What's it? Sir, you don't have any toiletries? No. No, not a one. Not really? No, no book? No Kindle? No, not a one. No,
I've got a jaunty hat.
No, not have it.
Some sparkly sunglasses, this jacket, this walking stick, and this megaphone.
Look at you, man. I love the coach's picture. The coach's picture is always so much fun.
Classy.
And again, Brian Daboll, I would see if he was in a t-shirt.
Yeah, but why is Harbaugh not wearing khakis?
He's in the NFL now, man. You got to move up from khakis.
Wow.
Or you got to wait for Lululemon to come out with their non-khaki line this fall.
Yeah.
That's got to do that.
Is that going to be branded Harbaugh?
Well, now you think? Absolutely.
How about that?
Exit out by Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, my buddy, Ben Maller. This is Fox Sports Radio.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.